This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
What was the energy that you like went in there with? Like, yeah. Were you negative up front, or were you like kind of like fake nice, then they were real nice back and you were like, well, shit, now I feel bad?
Yeah.
I kind of walked in trying to be as aloof as possible. And
like, I don't give a shit. I should be in New York.
Right? You're going to like be to agitate others and to be approached. That's really sad.
Yeah, it was really sad, which made me in turn kind of sad. So I walked up to someone, said hi, and all of a sudden the tables had turned for my emotions.
That was all it took.
Yeah.
Just saying hello.
It's not really all of
Johnny.
A sudden.
Oh my God. Everyone here is so fucking great. Real. Not like the city where I live.
It's up to you.
So,
yeah.
New York.
First in podcast. Fuck me.
You've already done it.
Yeah, you gotta wait for the finale.
Delay on the button. That should be instant. First New York studio, in studio episode of the HeadGum Podcast. Mm-hmm. Marika Brownlee on the sax, English Prevo on the fax. Did I fuck your name up again?
No, you got it right this time.
Yes.
Good job.
And Johnny Villa bringing up the rear. How are we feeling? It's Thursday morning. It's 11:11 actually.
Oh, make a wish.
What's your wish?
I can't.
That this hour goes by as if it was 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I feel like the onus is already extremely on me and I'm not appreciative of it.
Meaning,
let's fucking get the energy up.
I mean, you wrangled us in here 11 in the morning. English very
last
minute.
You asked me in the elevator. I was like, I need coffee, but okay.
That's true. And that is because Kayla is, I think, has food poisoning.
She has like a stomach
something.
Pain.
Yeah.
Mm. Very sad.
Do you think she got it on her birthday?
I hope not, but maybe.
I mean, I have a stomach bug right now, but you don't see me complaining.
Yeah, you shouldn't be here.
You keep leaving to throw up.
Yeah, hang on. I don't feel too good.
Was her birthday on Monday or Tuesday?
Her birthday was Monday.
Yeah, because some people wished her happy birthday on Tuesday. I was like, let's slip a belated in there. Right?
Yeah.
You didn't get it.
Because it was Angie's day at that point.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't wish Angie a happy birthday.
It's never too late.
Yeah.
And you I was just talking about how it is sometimes too.
Well, you slip a blade and you're fine.
Oh, belated. Right. What do you think the rudest amount after a birthday to wish someone a birthday is?
I think actually a day after.
Really?
It's like, I think the day before.
The day before, but you don't say happy early birthday.
Yeah.
You just go, it's your birthday.
Yeah.
But then at least like you're showing excitement and you know approximately when it is.
I mean, unless you say it with a bunch of malaise.
With a bunch of what? Malays? I thought you meant M-A-L-A-Y-S. And I was like, there's only one of me. That's a Kuala Lumpur joke for all of our Malaysian listeners.
We know you're out there.
It goes New York, Toronto, Kuala Lumpur. I feel like day before is actually better than day after because day before means that you think you nailed it and nobody reminded you. You just know that that's when someone's birthday is.
Okay.
Day after, you're only wishing them happy birthday because you saw everyone else wishing them happy birthday. You didn't remember.
If I have to say it late, I usually say, I'm sorry I'm late to the party, but happy birthday.
That's really good.
Yeah, that's good.
I say, fuck, I'm so sorry. I'm such a bad friend. And then it kind of becomes about me.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's not good.
Yesterday was my friend's birthday, and I wasn't 100% sure it was her birthday. I usually, it popped up in my calendar, and I was like, I'm going to confirm on some social media, but I couldn't find it. So I texted happy birthday, and then a bunch of exclamation points, two question marks, and then more exclamation points. So it could have either been like, I was asking, or I accidentally hit the question mark twice. But
that's
it was her
sociopathic overthinking. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. I mean, I made it up.
Covered the bases.
But yeah, I think it worked well.
It looks
and it was
like
her birthday.
My point of view of Marika right now is this mic arm is over your eyes and it looks like you're doing an anonymous documentary. Like you used to be in drug trafficking.
A second ago when you put your glasses on your forehead, that's all I could see. So it looked like you were doing a bit.
Yeah. We're in New York City. Some might call it New Jack City. And
who would call it that?
Yeah.
I was typing into Kayak my flight information and I misspoke.
Isn't that a Mario Kart track?
New Jack Shitty? I don't think so. New Jack City, though?
Something like
that. Yeah, I think it is New Jack City. Yeah. I might be incorrect.
I think it is.
The chances of me being right and you being wrong are always so slim to none. I was telling Johnny on the walk in, Patrick, I don't know if you feel this way, but New York sort of has a certain energy to it.
He's been saying this literally every moment he can.
You want to move here so bad.
I honestly, I'm like on the verge of tears as I walk through the city streets.
And it's like arguably a bad day out.
Yeah, but
it's like gloomy. It's going to rain
soon.
It's
really blustery.
Yeah.
It's been scalding in Los Angeles, though, until like 7 days ago. So just to be able to wear this specific sweater, which is actually the article of clothing I've owned for the longest time.
Wow.
Whoa. Long is for the longest. Yeah. Jumper.
English said blustery, and all I can think of now is Jeffrey James and the blustery day, like Winnie the Pooh style.
But I'm bottomless on the Lower East.
Just a scarf.
We've got malaise and blustery out of English so far.
Great. Which,
yeah.
How long have you owned that sweater?
8 years.
Wow. That is a long time.
Yeah. I my school growing up had a uniform, so I didn't really own a lot of clothes other than like khakis, slacks.
Mm.
Yeah.
New Jack City is a movie. I made an error.
How did you do a numbers? Yeah. Oh, you have
did you look it up?
A numbers crunch on a movie title.
No, it really does have a certain a joie de vivre about it. It has a je ne sais quoi.
Yeah.
And I really do want to move here. It's hard to be here at this point because the last time I was here, I was living here.
Oh, didn't know that. I didn't know you lived out here before.
Only for a couple months.
Lived.
Yeah. Oh, lived. Yeah. Okay.
Did a housing
temporary
swap.
Yeah.
You still had property in LA. That
had
you just
property, Marika. If I had property, I wouldn't be doing this show. I rented something for a bit. Yeah.
You had clothes in LA, that's property.
Personal items.
Yeah, I had a flute. Champagne or otherwise. I guess it's time for everyone's bond of the week.
Mm.
Daniel Craig lives in Woodstock. I wonder if I'd join him.
He lives in Woodstock?
I didn't know.
He does. He lives in Ulster County, to be sure. Woodstock specifically.
Anya ran into him upstate one time, she said.
That's crazy.
Ran into him. That's what you say about someone you know.
Just Trader Joe's like the rest of us.
She was in a store. I think she was working in a store and he came in to buy something and then she like realized it was Daniel Craig.
Mm. Do we know
this
what
was a while
bought?
Ago? I don't know. I think I asked her that exact question and she didn't have an answer.
Mm.
We'll have to double check.
Bass loafers.
I'd love for the bond.
I think it was a housing store.
What does that mean?
Housing
real estate
store?
Office?
You could just buy a house?
Homewares.
All cash above asking. My bond of the week this week is Sozy Bacon.
Who is that?
Who's that?
She's the star of Smile. Have you guys seen that movie, Smile?
I'm not going to watch. Yeah. I refuse. Is she in the show Please Like Me?
I think so.
It's my favorite, one of my favorite TV shows. She's great in it.
Sozy Bacon, A, because she's a great actor, and B, because then it would be bacon and broccoli.
Mm.
We were talking about this last night, that the producer of the Bond movies is Barbara Broccoli, which is maybe the best name I've heard since English Prevost.
and one of the original people at Bond.
Albert
His name was
Broccoli.
Al Broccoli. Yeah, Al Broccoli.
Anyone else have any Bonds of the week?
Maybe like Colin Farrell.
Why?
I don't know. I just like him.
It's time for an edgy Bond.
Yeah.
He has an earring or four.
Yeah, exactly.
Colin Mockery.
That would be great.
Yeah. Edgy.
That's good.
I think Colin Mockery's doing a show in New York, very close to here.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I think it's hypnosis and improv combined or something.
Should we heckle it?
Maybe.
That's sort of a self-heckling premise. Somebody's
wait,
doing...
I have one more.
Oh, yes.
We're going to go on the Colin train. Colin Firth.
The Collins three.
Yeah.
I think the dads in Mamma Mia should just all be like sort of a Rat King Bond.
There we go.
Tied at the hip.
Yeah. They're doing constructions. It sounds like above here.
I think it's below.
Daily.
Yeah. Constant. Yeah.
But it kind of sounds like what I assume is happening in Kayla's stomach right now.
Could be.
Just like grumbling. Nice. And, yeah.
What a great image for us to have.
Thank you.
Per Consumer Reports, November is the best time to buy blank. What do you guys think? There's four options. Not options, but...
turkeys.
What did you say? Tourbillons? It's an expensive purchase.
Not even close.
Oh my God. I said turkeys.
Oh. That would actually be the worst time to buy turkeys because everybody's buying turkeys.
Yeah.
What does the best time to buy mean? I was assuming like...
like the easiest time to purchase?
I was assuming it meant like the best...
vibe-wise.
No. Like, it's good for the people making the product. Like,
But Marika, you're a hyper-capitalist for that. You're crazy for that one, Brown.
Thanks.
I would say like clothes that are out of season, like shorts.
Well, we were talking about also on the walk-in that you might get some low doc Martens.
Yes, low doc Martens, which are very out of season right now because it's about to snow and rain all the time.
Yeah,
but I'm okay with a wet sock.
You better fucking believe it.
Yeah,
the correct answers were coffee makers, headphones, cookware,
so Christmas gifts,
and humidifiers. Mm. I think I'm eyeing a pair of Bose 700 noise canceling over the ears, and they just jumped down from 329 to 279. Still not what I'm looking to buy right now, but
wait till Black Friday.
That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah, I kind of get all my purchases out on Black Friday. I kind of just
like your personal purchases.
Yeah,
so like, nothing for friends.
Yeah, like
and family.
Deodorant and like soaps and
insurance.
All that. Yeah, insurance.
Very good. Very good. I am energy, says the CEO of Bang Energy.
What?
Jack Owick, a trash-talking, chest-bearing, only in Florida entrepreneur, has challenged and rocked the taurine industry.
I thought
only
you said
in
touring
Florida entrepreneur.
Industry.
What does that mean?
I'm so confused by it.
I'm also like trying to read along, like what you're saying would ever be written in print.
He looks, well, first of all, we're looking at a graphic. I'm going to put it up somewhere here. He, even in a non-photo, has like sort of a squinted eye.
He has one squinty eye and one very wide eye.
Yeah.
How did the non-photo get worse is my question.
Typically, you fix that in the artwork.
Yeah.
The applause had died down by the time Jack Owick mounted the stage in a Manhattan conference venue in June.
So not a great start.
A microphone in one hand, an energy shot in the other, he moved in to fist bump the outstretched palm of the moderator, then sidestepped him. 400 pairs of eyes surveyed the billionaire. he wore a shiny Renaissance meets Miami nightclub blazer, an even shinier button-up, New Balance sneakers, and a joyless expression. Slung around his neck were two thick gold chains, and on his chest rested a big bedazzled lowercase b, the logo of his company, Bang. Through his veins coursed the caffeine equivalent of about 9 cups of coffee. Should we keep going with this, or is this bad?
Have you read this article already, or no?
No, I read the title, and I saw the photo. I said this ought to be good.
Imagine flashing a faint smile.
He flashed a faint smile, a handful of people.
And a
clapped.
Joyless expression. Faint smile, but joyless.
I need you to take out your bang and take a sip because we got to get the energy level in here. That's basically how I started this episode.
Yeah.
I don't want to resonate with the CEO of Bang.
No one should.
What can you do differently then?
You don't live in Florida, so that is one step.
Thank
in
you.
The right direction.
But I don't live here.
Yeah.
And that's equally bad.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever had a bang? Do you think that it's making a bang in the energy drink industry?
No, and I've never seen anyone drink a bang before.
I didn't know it existed.
Yeah.
I've definitely seen it.
Yeah. You saw it in John Wilson.
Yeah, okay. That is what the show was that I was trying to think of.
Yeah.
It's a big TikTok thing.
Bang energy?
Yeah.
This is on your For You page?
Yeah.
It's not showing up on mine, certainly.
So. Certainly not.
Certainly not.
Yeah. I think it's like I think they do sponsor a lot of creators.
Yeah.
I've literally never seen it on TikTok.
Are they trying to like compete with Red Bull sponsoring creators? Because I don't think that's possible.
I don't think you can. Yeah, you can't compete with Red Bull's guerrilla marketing.
Yeah.
Would you have a bang?
No. Mm. I don't know how many bangs are the equivalent to 9 cups of coffee, but I'd rather have even 3 cups of coffee.
I'd rather like do really fast shots of espresso and feel that vibe than drink an energy drink. So
when I go out, what I'll do is everybody does this, but like I'll do a shot of whiskey and like a beer. And so I came up with this sort of way to game the day when I was living here before.
Okay.
Where I would do a shot of espresso, like a shot of alcohol, and then wash it down with a cold brew. And I'm just off to the races.
Yeah,
you know what
you
I mean?
Were soaring. Not doing well. No.
That sounds like a very good.
I feel like every time you hopped on a Zoom, you looked bad and felt bad.
I'm living life wrong. I don't know what else to say. I go to sleep, you know, at 3 a.m. and I wake up at 11, already behind on shit, especially in L.A., because at least here, you know, it's 8:30 a.m.
Yeah.
Even if I woke up now at 11:30, it's 8:30 a.m. Pacific, which most of the stuff at the company, I feel like, starts at 8:30 or on Pacific time.
Yeah, they really favor the Pacific time zone for meetings and such.
So that's also why I feel like I should live here, because my lifestyle befits that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, if we get in at 9, you're like,
it's 6 a.m. there. And then you're really in your billionaire mindset. Mm. Oh, no.
Oh,
shit ass.
It's back.
This Canadian news anchor and reporter has had experience dealing with human pests.
Please, you're not wearing a mask. You need to get away from me. You're not wearing a mask.
But that didn't prepare her, though a mask could have helped when a pesky fly dive-bombed her mouth.
A national emergency has been invoked, but the weather in Pakistan, extreme weather, is alarming.
Wow.
The Gacha reports.
Global National's Farah Nasser made it through the intro.
God.
The stealthy fly was invisible. All viewers saw was the deep gulp.
I could feel it fluttering in the back of my throat as I finished that introduction. Sorry, I know this is so gross.
Insects are feasting on prominent Canadians. Ontario Premier Doug Ford got buzz just weeks ago.
It's coming from the health sector. Holy Christ. I just smelled a bee.
Now viewers are comparing and contrasting the two. Both reach for water to no avail.
It wasn't going down, it was just stuck.
Holy Christ, he's wedged in my throat.
Nasser was applauded for soldiering on.
A national emergency has been invoked.
One Twitter user asked, who looked better, Farah or Ford? The parody account, Doug Ford's Bee, dinged his language. Unlike Ford, you definitely kept your composure. But maybe a bee with a threat of a sting is tougher to swallow than a fly. Though a fly was enough to derail this sportscaster.
Just closing it out. Excuse me.
Nasser didn't have to be excused.
Did you ever see the fly?
There's
again?
No story.
No, I haven't. I believe the fly is still inside.
There's no
Who's
through line.
Who's better at bringing it? A national
emergency. It's so sporadic. It's like, oh, by the way, my friends with the fly. Remember that.
To someone else, too.
Holy Christ. I knew that little bugger.
So.
Why is this CNN news? Yeah.
That's the thesis. I thought the thesis was like there are flies on Canadian people,
and it's just two, which is not a pattern.
Yeah, and then it's like, by the way, the sportscaster, and it was a bee, by the way, not a fly.
That came in from Jeanne Moose, or Jeannie Moose. I don't know how you say it. She also did the King Charles. Made a splash with his fountain.
I could tell.
She's an unbelievable newscaster. Yeah. We got to get her on the show.
Yeah, she's incredible.
Yeah, but I don't know why. She very much could have played it off, like, completely. But I think she called attention to it. And
played off the fly.
Yeah, like, I would have not wanted anyone to know, though. Like, happened to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bad look. I do like how they integrated social media into this completely incorrectly. But like the first one was like, someone said, and then it pulled up the tweet and their profile picture is just like a cartoon bulldog.
biting commentary.
The second one read the greater than meme wrong. Yeah.
So you guys are, let's say we're all doing the show, right?
Okay.
One by one, fly goes into your mouth. How do you react? Let's start with Johnny.
Oh, I'm just like, something like that.
That's really good. Yeah. English?
Oh, I'd probably like cough and reach for a drink.
I want to actually see it. Like, there's like a fly.
We have to. Oh, right, there's a video component.
I don't
now.
Know how to.
It's pretty good.
Okay,
yeah,
good?
That's good. Yeah. Marika?
I feel like I'd probably do a like. try to blow it up.
Yeah, I think I would go like.
Why would you do that?
We have to take a break. This is so, yeah.
This is fun.
Fucked up.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
We're back.
You're not excited about that, or?
Not really. Her segment's not that
traumatized
good.
Traumatized by the fly.
Yeah. It's going to take a while to recover from
the fly.
The footage, the fly, the coverage. What is this?
Palladium.
Okay.
Great. Great brand of boots.
Thank you. I agree. Mm-hmm. I was waiting to buy these boots for years.
Really?
Are they expensive?
No, I just had them in college because they're waterproof and they like you can wear them two ways. They fold down.
That's cool.
And the brand got like stopped selling the waterproof version of these. And then they finally brought them back like I think a few years ago. And I just noticed this past year. And I was so excited.
Okay.
That's it. That's my plug.
She was
sponsor me.
We were talking about how everybody in the world has like a parade deal.
Yeah. Doesn't Gianna?
Yeah, but Gianna has a parade
deal. But I mean, like, parade deal just means you have a promo code.
Oh,
right?
They don't even get them for free?
I think you do get them for free if you, like, post about them.
Yeah, they'll give anyone clothes.
They'll give share. As it's S-H-A-R-E.
Yeah. It's giving share for sure.
I want a parade deal.
I think you could get one.
Definitely.
Just do it. Surprisingly, can get parade deals. I didn't know this. Yeah.
Salvage or Gnaw is the name of the game. Do you guys want to take a guess at how this works?
No.
You want us to determine
whether or not
something is salvaged denim or regular denim?
Or Gnaw, yeah. I guess I could have called it salvage or regular. That topical for Kayla, but I didn't know that she was going to have this issue. Mm-hmm. Salvage or Gnaw? Are these jeans made of selvedge denim? Or
no, I don't think so.
No.
You don't think this one is selvedge?
No.
Shit ass.
I don't think so. Looks like a regular Levi's or even like...
That's correct. Yeah. This is not selvedge. Selvedge or Gnaw?
Selvedge.
It's got to be selvedge.
Yeah,
give me selvedge! That's correct.
I did do a little bit of research about selvedge jeans because some of my friends are wearing them.
Yeah.
I think like they're like slowly but surely coming back into style in some circles. So not really style.
Do I not know what selvedge is then?
It's like raw denim, right?
Yeah, it's like a higher end denim.
Yeah. What circles are you talking about?
I had one pair of selvedge that I found secondhand when I lived in Utah.
So they fit someone else's body perfectly.
They fit me really well. They were like barely worn, but they were at like a resale shop.
That's cool. Because the idea with selvedge is you don't wash them, and then you do soak them, and then they fit your...
But you do, you can wash them, but you don't wash them like every time you wear them. You wait like 20 wears, and even then it's like, probably too much.
I see. Don't your pants start to smell after like 5 washes?
I mean, I wash them more often than you're supposed to.
I do too.
Yeah. Mine aren't selvedge. I don't know when the last time I washed these were.
Should probably wash them. We have a washer dryer set if you need it.
Yeah.
Do you have an in unit?
No, I don't have an in unit.
Selvedge or Gnaw, Mariko?
No.
Selvedge.
Nah.
Who said Gnaw?
Nah.
Who said yeah?
Y'all. Me.
You said yes?
Yes.
Selvedge? That's correct. These are selvedge.
Oh, really? They look like in this lighting, they could have that stretch to them.
Yeah.
Which is why I was like,
Selvedge or Gnaw?
This could be a trick one.
Have you been like looking into buying these jeans, Jeff? Is that why this segment?
I'm never going to be into raw denim. I'm just not. I like a faded anything.
Okay, good.
Yeah, all right.
You're in good company.
I did. I'm on a quest to find the perfect denim. And it has not materialized.
What's the one that you're at now that is fine?
Kind of like English's, like that kind of faded black, but like vintage. So like... rigid, like there's a fashion TikToker that I follow, and he's like,
is it the guy that always wears slacks?
Edgy Albert.
I don't know. If I saw a photo of him, I'd know who I was talking
about. You want like real denim, but not selvedge denim, so non-stretch.
Took so long. English was talking.
Well, so he was talking about. He's like, skinny jeans aren't necessarily bad. The bad ones are the ones that I'm wearing where it's like...
That's what these are, but I like them. They're comfortable.
These are very comfortable.
But I prefer actual denim. Like, a little bit
you should shop at Everlane.
Everlane is good.
These are Everlane. They're kind of
thicker. These are Everlane.
Are they really? Yes. It's definitely not salvaged, though.
Yeah. Oh, these are made well.
Exactly right.
Are
I gave it away.
Road tripper?
They are the road tripper.
I like the They're my comfy jeans, and I'm feeling malaise.
That is a
feeling malaise.
Malaise, yes.
But he was saying that you want to get 501s or 505s, stiff, rigid denim, and then just tapered or slim fit at your tailor. So what is this? What do you? That's good. That's what I'm looking for.
This is
Don't
Levi.
Pull on her jeans.
Sorry, I'm just like now I'm excited.
You've grasped I grabbed my full foot.
You're manhandling her, and it's not cool, man.
It's fine, but it's funny.
It's fine, but it's funny. That's this fucking podcast.
Sorry, Maruka. It's okay.
These are Levi's, but they're they're not 501s. They're something else.
550s?
No, they're like I can't remember the name, but they're like flowier, lightweight.
If people didn't like when we talked about F1 on this show, people are not going to like the 7 minutes we've spent talking about selvage.
We should have a selvage podcast. S1.
Technically, S1. It evolved from selvage to just denim in general.
Yeah,
that's true.
Which I think is kind of interesting.
Selvage or nah?
Selvage.
Greg, that is selvage.
Yeah. I hate the cuff.
Selvage or nah?
Nah.
This looks like something I'd see at like an H&M.
Yeah.
Has anyone dipped into Abercrombie and Fitch denim yet?
Abercrombie and Fitch has actually come up. They've blown up.
Yeah. Selvage or
nah?
Nah. Look at that fade.
Yeah.
Correct.
Also, the like looseness lines where they hit just don't seem selvage.
Selvage?
Selvage.
Yeah.
Selvage.
This definitely looks like a Target.
It
looks like Kohl's.
That's selvage.
No, that's not selvage.
Okay.
I was gonna say.
I will eat your ass.
That was a mistake.
Nice.
That was aggressive.
That was selvage or nah.
Yeah. We played that really well.
Yeah.
I think we had a pretty good hit rate on that.
Yeah.
What are our prizes? God.
Sorry, I'm used to LA space.
Yeah.
And you say you want to move to New York?
I want to be cramped. You know, it's I'm claustrophobic, but I also crave cozy. Mm. So
I like the alliteration.
Yeah. How's everybody's love lives?
Nice.
Part one.
The following program is being brought to you in living color on NBC.
Wow.
If at this very moment you were given 5 seconds to choose between this for your relaxing pleasure or this for your living pleasure, which one would you select? That's one of the choices to be made by today's contestants on Haggis Baggis.
Also, my voice just kind of inadvertently made the Babadook sound.
Yeah.
Welcome to Haggis Baggis. This is a game show from the 1950s where the objective is to identify the image of a celebrity's face, which is concealed behind a... They did 5x5, but just to make it easier, we're doing 3x3.
Okay.
With the horizontal dimension showing letters and the vertical showing categories. So I will announce a category and one of the letters. And then first to, you know...
I just have to give you props for... having this still in Photoshop.
Yeah.
There's no other way. There's no way to do it on the screen where I can choose which thing to
do. Oh, okay.
I will teach you things.
Holy shit.
If you want to know ways to do this without having Photoshop open.
You know, I wish my therapist would take that approach. Instead, she's
teach
just
you things.
Yeah, I'm like,
things.
I want to learn. I don't, you know, instead of just like, you know, I need tools, you know, because then I can eventually fire her.
They're really giving you tools to help yourself be better.
They're mostly just like,
Yeah.
And they're on their phone the entire time.
Yeah. First player to solve the picture wins. So at any point, you can just call out the picture and you can win the haggis or the baggis. The haggis being a luxury item that you don't need, a baggis being an item that you do need. So the two prizes that I've come up with is the watch off my wrist as the haggis and the baggis being any one of the three cameras.
Great.
Because that was approved.
So do we have to like name something in the category with those letters?
Yes. So, for example, if the category is lubricating agents and the word is J, then you could say, I'm not going to give it away. Yeah. Let me do a different category. Let's say the category is pants, right? Mm-hmm. And then it's C, then you could say culottes.
Gotcha. Can we start?
Do you have somewhere to be, Marika?
I know for a fact answer. You're
free in the hour after this.
I want to answer the questions.
Okay, yeah.
She's excited.
Let's I want to do the works of Shakespeare.
Okay, works, well.
Can I not?
Works of Shakespeare, C.
Oh my God. Okay, Coriolanus.
Correct.
Good job.
Great. That's maybe the worst one to get first because you might get it from that square.
They're full fit. Yeah, they're full fit.
It's Ned Fulmer.
Yeah. It is.
Othello, Julius Caesar.
Can we talk about
what is C for months of the year? Because I was like, Christmas is not a month, though it certainly feels like it.
Key. C-A-Y.
What?
Isn't that how you pronounce K?
In what?
I'm gonna off myself. This is so fucked up. Emma's sitting over here smiling because I'm fucking ruining the hour. And she loves my demise. Lubricating agents, J. We can just go through these categories. Jergens.
Yeah, I was gonna say Jergens.
Yeah.
Oh, oil.
Oil.
Yeah.
C, Saravi.
Saravi?
I've never said
CeraVe. Oh, I was like, what the hell is CeraVe?
I was also so thrown off by Jergens. I was thinking like I don't know, like they were thinking WD-40.
Yeah.
Graphite. I don't know.
I've never said CeraVe out loud.
Okay. I don't think I have either.
Yeah.
We're glad we have you on record of saying.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's very helpful.
Yeah, I guess there is not a month that starts with C.
Yeah.
Cocktober.
Fine.
When people send that like chain text where it's like, welcome to Cocktober, you hungry sluts. Like, send this to 10 people or else you'll be cursed.
That chain
what
text?
Email list are you on?
Oh, I'm all my friends who like memes will send that.
Yeah, I did receive that text once.
I've never.
Yeah. Never.
This guy went way more viral than he should have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Seems like a stand-up guy. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about him lately, but.
Yeah.
You were on a podcast with him.
Yeah. And I don't want to be mean. I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know what the take is. I think you can't be canceled for cheating on someone. That's what I.
I don't think he's been canceled. I think they were like, we don't.
I think he compromised the company's values and he was fired. Great.
Yeah. That's great.
And, but I will say that I did get bad vibes from him on the show that I was on. He has like the eyes of someone who gets angry sometimes.
Gets angry sometimes. Oh gosh. God forbid somebody gets angry sometimes.
I understood what you meant.
Unearned rage where it's like this is scary.
Oh.
That's different than gets angry sometimes.
His eyes are gray in this photo.
Yeah.
Maybe that's telling.
Graphite eyes.
Yeah.
You really know how to make me cry when you give me those graphite eyes. Nice. Those selvage ears.
Selvage ears. Oh, God.
Raw ear.
Well, I guess, Marika, do you want my watch?
No, it's okay.
Well, let's see how it looks on your wrist.
Okay.
You know this watch used to be owned by Jimmy Stewart.
I didn't know that.
Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, God.
Oh, yuck, man.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't think it was going to look good. It's kind of
it looks good on your wrist. It's the fact that you put it up on upside down and then sort of flopped it back around.
Well, you hit me with it.
Hit me
with your best watch.
Johnny loves that.
I really did love that.
Listen, we've got 5 minutes to kill. What do you guys want to talk about? I thought Harry's Baggis was going to take 7 more minutes.
Yeah, of course.
You put Shakespeare on there. Like, well, what did you
but
expect?
Also, I could have done any. I was just excited to go through the Shakespeare ones, but you said C and I said it, and you were like, well, that's going to ruin the entire game.
Yeah.
And it,
yeah, my biggest fear happened.
Yeah.
And I'd love to talk more about our love lives. Emma?
Good.
Thumbs up.
Patrick? How's your. I'm sorry to say, but how's your cock, man?
Great.
Nice.
That's good.
I mean, you can go into detail about all of your troubles.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want. We'd love to hear more about you.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
You're getting us to open up a little too personally, and you don't want to do the same.
I'll do the same about this time last year.
Okay. This time last year?
This time last year, I came to New York for the live show.
Right.
Like, and this same week.
It's kind of stayed.
Yeah, I've been a little too long, I'm getting.
Was that the first time we had actually met?
No, because I came in August, too.
Oh, okay, okay.
I spent basically half of the year here last year. Anyway. You guys ever have like a... No, I'm not going to do this.
Jesus. Johnny, how are you?
Yeah.
Just in general.
And
not your
specifically
life.
Sexually.
Not specifically sexually. She just asked in general.
Good.
Just chilling. I think every day I'm chilling. And that's good.
That is good. I like your bedazzled shirt.
Thank you. It's my friend's. He made it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yash?
Not Yash.
Doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Johnny has a friend that I don't think exists.
Okay.
Everyone else has met him.
Mm-hmm.
No, you ever have like a golden era? I'm just gonna say it.
ever have a golden era?
Like, are you? This is like the wrong audience for this. I need like Micah and Joel to say what I was gonna say because it's pretty dirtbaggy.
Oh,
those two guys are dirtbags.
Micah's not a dirtbag.
Micah's like the nicest person on the face of the planet.
This is not how I wanted to wrap things up.
No, you have to continue now.
Yeah.
Like, are you ever like, you know, in more of like a slutty phase, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you just like have a week or two where you can't miss.
Yeah, I guess.
I know Emma knows what I'm talking about. This happened to me last year, this week.
So you're reminiscing.
I'm reminiscing when I
was
here in New York for those 2 weeks. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were very happy.
I was like joyous.
Unbridled joy.
Unbridled joy. Unbridled joy.
Yeah.
And the night of the live show, Marika's birthday last year, was mm-hmm. the best day of my life.
Yeah.
And this year, on that day, which is what, October 22nd?
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Yeah.
You know? I'm stressed. I'm sad. I'm financially in the hole. Although, at least I'm not
buy Jimmy Stewart's watch. So
yeah, but that wasn't that expensive because they didn't have proof.
Mm.
So it might not have been James's. But the story behind it was that this Swedish woman bought it at an auction from Jimmy's daughter, and that just feels a little too specific to not be real. Mm. Also, like it's a nothing watch. It's a Lord Elgin.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's my guess.
Postman.
Yeah,
honestly, Arkansas. That's also awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
No, I just I'm not living in debt anymore. Though we talked about this last week that I don't have a credit card anymore.
Right.
But oh wow.
Which is to me a crazy choice, but
yeah,
I respect your idea. I respect your decision to be financially secure.
It's a different kind of stress because it's like, oh shit, I only have $200, and it has to last. I mean, the next 10 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got rid of the credit card. I was in serious debt.
Yeah.
Really?
A couple years ago. Yeah.
Well,
Pretty bad.
I have yet to be in credit card debt.
My dad told me, he was like, so he gave me a credit card when I was like 18 and going to college. He's like, just use this every time you need to make a purchase. I'm like, perfect. Free money.
Yes. I was like, this is a gift card that never expires.
When did you get your credit card?
I got my credit card when I started working at Carpool Karaoke. And that's why I had a huge credit limit. Because they said, enter your income. And that my income was very different then.
Yeah.
And I had like a over $10,000 limit. And so I would be in debt of $10,000 at one point. And that's why I had to sell my car and then bought my truck, which was good. But anyway.
Well, I just, yeah.
They thrive off your debt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interest, right? That's money you'll never get back.
Couldn't it be me? I buy with
what
money
I want
I
when I want. And I'm not going to apologize. Marika style. Joe Biden aviators, you crunch into an ice cream cone.
Oh, I think that you just wrote the next sketch.
I would like to see your Biden.
Yes. Never going to happen.
Look. Listen,
I feel
guy.
Like I kind of live my life in that sort of like state of fog that he is in anyway. So.
But you've never had COVID.
I had it once.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Plugs. What do you guys have going on? What do you want to point the people toward? To the floor is Johnny's, then English's, then Marika's, and okay. Then we'll round it out with me.
Mm-hmm. First plug, you got to get vaccinated for the flu.
Yes.
And the second COVID booster.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Because that shit beat my ass the day after.
The day after you got vaccinated?
Yeah, the day after I got vaccinated. I was confined to a bed, for lack of a better term.
Wait, from COVID or from the vaccine?
No, this is part of his love life.
Yeah, I was confined to a bed.
I've yet to get symptoms from any of the vaccines. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You must have a crazy immune system.
I don't know. I'm like, are they working?
I've been eating a lot of elderberries, too.
Right, you did say.
Yeah, that's something that I will support. Also plug.
Yeah.
For your immunity?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
And you know what? I've been feeling terrible.
So you're just eating,
like,
too much.
Eating a candy syrup every morning.
Yeah.
I did that as well.
Yeah.
Elderflower syrup?
Yeah.
Elderberry syrup?
Yeah. Okay. The last time I went to LA, when we were still in the old office, I was like,
housing syrup.
I was. Like, I brought it with me. I would take it every day because I just kept having a cold.
Did it help?
No.
The one PSA about elderberry syrup, I will point out, though, is if you're on a steroid, don't take elderberry syrup.
Why
is that? It'll mess with your, like, it'll make your skin freak out. And it happened to me once.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. Damn.
It's some crazy supplements don't interact with medications.
You know what? That's neither here nor there.
Well, hopefully it's not bothering you.
Oh, no. Obviously. It's bothering you.
I feel like because it's so sweet and candy-esque, you could put it into just some, like, sparkling water.
Yeah.
Shake it up. That's basically a soda.
Yeah.
Mm.
Should do that, Johnny.
Yeah, I will. Major
key alert! That, I already said it. It's more like, it's like doing second sticks.
Yeah, and follow me on Instagram at Johnny V, JohnnyVII. Eventually I'll post something.
Can I out you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Johnny said to me last night that he's trying to game Instagram so that he is gone from it in long enough intervals that when he comes back, it's always a return. People are like, holy shit, Villa posted.
Yeah. Not only that, people get a notification saying that someone, that this person posted after a long time.
Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't know Instagram did that too.
Yeah, they do that.
It's crazy, it does crazy wonders for your engagement.
Mm.
But it's terrible if you want to be consistent.
Right.
That's your next post.
Yeah. I'm getting married!
Holy shit. English?
I'm gonna reiterate the flu and COVID vax and booster. As a chronically ill pal, it's great to see my friends get protected too. And then follow my art Instagram. It's English Marie Art at Instagram. So, I'll be having a coloring book drop soon.
That you can buy?
Yeah, it's a PDF download that you can purchase. It's a buy at your own. Like, however much you want to pay. No, sorry. I usually use, like, buy me a coffee and pay what you want. So.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
We should do it live.
Yeah, we could print it out for the next one. Color.
Put it up on Photoshop. And we can put the paint bucket on.
Oh, my God.
That would be hilarious.
More Shakespeare. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd at Marie Galon. Listen to The Pit Wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch the new HeadGum sketches, which should hopefully be coming out weekly now, which is great.
Yeah.
East Coast and West Coast.
LA, New York, LA, New York.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We talked about doing this last year this week.
We did.
Yeah. And now here we are.
In the planning
stages. Things take a while.
Yeah.
Just so everyone is aware.
Yeah. But now we have 41 employees, technically. Not we, y'all. I'm a 1099. But, a lot of hands on deck, so things gotta, you know, let's pick up the pace, Patrick.
All right, chill out.
Jesus, man.
You just got here.
That all?
Yeah.
I'll second following these fuckers, but also Jeff Boyardee on Twitter because I'm 17 followers away from bearing ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How
many do you need again?
10,000.
All you need is another Ryan Reynolds retweet.
That did nothing. I think people unfollowed me.
Wait, when did that happen?
I was in a commercial and Ryan Reynolds tweeted it yesterday.
Nice.
It was his agency.
Very cool.
Van City Reynolds, which is, I think, is an objectively bad handle.
Yeah, I don't know what it means.
It's Vancouver.
He's from Vancouver. But that's not like part of his brand, I feel like.
No.
Ryan, if you're watching this, please hire me again.
I also never... reading it, I've never like registered that it's Van City. I think I always in my head was like vicinity rounds. That's my story. Ryan Reynolds like my Succession Halloween costume.
The one that went viral.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
That's my biggest claim to fame.
That's just more
the,
impressive.
The Ryan Reynolds like was huge for me.
Yeah, yeah, of it all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that active on social media, you all.
Arguably, yeah. I'm too active.
Deeply online.
Yeah.
I'm deeply online.
Truly deeply online.
I actually deleted my Facebook this year, which made me feel really
huge.
Good.
I need to know what the other side is doing.
Yeah. I also, too many of my friends use it for Facebook events that I inevitably ignore and make someone tell me they're happening. So,
yeah.
You know.
This is the pro to having lived in a bunch of different places and living in a place where none of my actual close friends live.
Smart.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sucks to promote music or comedy, though. We have to be on it.
That we have to be on it?
On social media.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, it does suck.
If I did like a 9-to-5, I wouldn't have anything.
I think you would.
I would maybe have Be Real.
I think you would. I think you would still post jokes for the love of the game.
I've never felt so seen. My therapist, again, doesn't make me feel seen. I do really want to have her on the show, but I feel like that's some kind of HIPAA violation.
That is some probably, sort of, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
That would not fly.
Well, we could like blur her face and, you know, distort her voice. Yeah.
In that case, you could just have anyone be your therapist.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law got his therapy license. So I might have him on.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. I also think she would say no.
Yeah, of course.
She 100% would say no.
Yeah. Everyone, I know we have to wrap things up, but everyone I meet in LA who's in therapy, I'm like, what's your therapist's name? And then if they don't say, I would just want to know if I have the same therapist as anybody I know. So far, no.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's a choice.
Grace, cut that out. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the HeadGum Podcast, or watching in the New York studio. And we're doing a couple more of these tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's got a big old New York batch.
Oh,
Lure
nice.
Party.
Nice.
No.
You are getting engaged, though.
To be dread, existential or otherwise. We'll see you guys again next week. This whole thing was Dawes, folks.
Nice.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.